Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, the group is one that has come for several reasons. Channeling may be one. And before we begin the short message, but a powerful one, we wish to again examine the premise. What is your box of belief? And why have you come? For the next few minutes, in this place, can you dissolve what you've been told is possible, is accurate, is permissible, is real? And we say to you, it doesn't hurt a bit to suspend belief of what you've been told or what you expect for just a little while. It will not capture that which is inappropriate. It does not touch your soul in a way that is not correct. If you would expand your box, dear ones, it is free choice. And that free choice with your intent is met head on with appropriate love. I've told you a number of times something that isn't very scientific. At least it doesn't sound like it. And that is this: that the space between the nucleus and the electron haze of the atom is not empty at all. That instead it is filled with love. What you study scientifically gets closer and closer to the profound spiritual truth of everything. That you're all made of the same stuff. The stuff of the stars is here, is you. And you cannot separate that which is you from anything. That has been the message of Kryon. Does it sound like anything you might have heard today? The scientists. The discovery of what is in the atomic structure and how it aligns with everything else is the discovery of you. We are in the right place for me to once again speak of magnetics. The name they have given me, and that I have then given myself, is the Magnetic Master. Some would laugh at that, like it's some kind of magnetic angel. What does it mean? It means, dear ones, that the whole reason I'm here has something to do with magnetics. A few days ago, I gave a message on new light, and I talked about magnetics yet again, and I will now. I want to take you back. When my partner was finally peaceful with the process that you see here, I was able to speak of these things. The engineer brain that he still has is one that is stubborn and does not let everything in at the same time. It has to come in fragments like a puzzle that he then thinks he puts together. And then he has the great aha. Well, all the while, we've been giving him the hints so he can do it. This is his process. And when he relaxed with it, the message was this: that this planet is being prepared for a major consciousness shift. And literally 28 years ago, it began. I came with an entourage with the intent and the purpose of changing this planet's magnetic grid. And we did. And from 1989 to 2002 were the major changes. What we're telling you is that when we arrived to when we left, magnetic north points a different place. And it does. You can check it out for yourself, and we spoke of that before. Now we then enhance this information. Why? Such an esoteric idea, however, one that you can measure and see and validate. Why? And then we started speaking in the first communications, and we said, "Dear ones, your magnetic field is needed for your life force and your consciousness. It is one of the first times that has ever been spoken on the planet." 28 years ago, that was our message. A few years ago, my partner did something that he wanted to do so much. He was able to tour a place that engineers love to tour. He was invited and accepted to tour the Space Center, where the International Space Station modules were being prepared to be launched. And in that place, one of the buildings he toured was life science. There they were preparing the biological experiments to be placed in the International Space Station, where they can measure all manner of things in orbit. That is when my partner said something to the scientist who was in charge. He casually asked, "Are there any experiments, since you are outside the majority of the magnetic field, where you would have experiments that would measure life in and out of magnetics?" And the scientist looked at him, and you'll never forget the look. Like, "What? You're kidding. We're not going to do that. It's not necessary." He was discounted completely, of course, as a tourist. A few years ago, science came out with a revelation. And the revelation is this: the human being has sat in the magnetic field of this earth since its creation, since they were the dust of the earth, all through evolution. It is part of them. It is part of their organs, of their life force, and it is needed for life. all that expense of getting all of that gear into orbit, and you missed it. And now you know. This is now so acknowledged, even from the scientists who plan rocketry and space travel, that they now are saying, if human beings ever take a very long voyage in a spaceship of your design, you're going to have to emulate the magnetic grid and take it with you, or you will not survive. Do you see what's happening? There is now an acknowledgement of the alliance between your body and basic magnetism. Then there is the discovery of the magnetic field surrounding you, your heart, your body. No one has even mentioned Merkava yet, and yet that is related to all of it. What if I told you, dear ones, that magnetics is everything? It is part of the life force of the planet, and within the secrets of it are all of the secrets of the physics that you want to know. It is allied with consciousness, and finally, that has been discovered. Now there is an agreement, a protocol, that human consciousness and emotion actually can change factors and attributes within the magnetic field itself. There is the beginning of the understanding of coherence between life force of you and the elements of the earth. Science is starting to discover the truth about magnetics. Oh, there's more. If you could see that which is within the magnetic fields of both yourself, the animals, the trees, and the earth, you would see harmonious patterns that are beginning to change. Today, there was the discussion of the field. 8 years ago, I started talking about the field and the changes within it. No one has yet to mention or perhaps even discover or even think about the possibility that the basic idea and protocol of physics might have actually shifted a little in the last 30 years. And the reason you haven't looked for it is because you didn't expect it. After all, physics is physics. Once you get the rules, they never change. Or do they? Is it possible that the very protocols of physics is not as absolute as you think? What if the field itself that you study and want to know about is shifting while you study it? And you wouldn't expect that. Imagine an experiment where you were trying to determine something absolute that keeps moving. Now that is going to be confusing. But the idea that it might move at all is not in the consciousness of any scientist. I've discovered something else. And this is a hint to them that they have not yet seen here. Astronomers have looked out into space and observed other galaxies and their physics. And they were shocked and surprised to find out that the physics of some other galaxies are different from yours. Now, how would you explain that if physics is physics? If the rules are the same all over the universe, you shouldn't see major differences from cluster to cluster. Unless, of course, the cluster has changed it. Dear ones, you are changing physics. I, the entourage, responded to humans when we came here 28 years ago and began to move the magnetics of the planet to posture your consciousness for mastery. The link between consciousness and magnetics has been established. So what happens when you move one? The other one also has the allowance, the ability to also move. And the changes you're starting to see are in the field. This thing you have called the field, where everything is, starts to move into an area that my partner has called physics with an attitude. It starts to arrange things, the very elements, biology, consciousness, and push them into harmony. This field that we have spoken of now for years is where you live. Is how you think. It affects everything you do, how you arrange your lives, your countries, your business, your politics, because the field is how you think. It is called human nature. And the field itself is starting to want to push things into a harmonious place. Do you see, dear ones, how this may change this planet during this major shift since 2012 to be commensurate, that is, to be acceptable and coherent with what we have said is coming regarding peace on Earth? When you think differently and you're pushed into a harmonious thinking, then you come up with different ideas and different plans, some of whom are very profound and never thought of before. All because of magnetics and their effect on you and your effect on them. There is more in magnetics than you will ever know until you discover them, dear ones. You are looking for pieces and parts of atomic structure, and magnetic sits there and shouts at you, "Look at me, look at me, look at me." And you're not. You use giant magnets to steer protons to crash them together. Dear ones, excuse me, you're using gold to discover tin. I have said before, do you want to know how to manipulate physics? Use magnetic polarity. I have asked you to begin to experiment with magnetics in ways you never have before and never thought of. I want to bring something to your attention. I want you to go back with me to the workshop of the man named Tesla. I want you to look at the ceiling of his workshop. What are all of those pockmarks up there where things flew off the shelf and hit the ceiling repeatedly? He was playing with magnetics, but he didn't have the computers, the elegance, the refinements you really have today. I want you to think of this. Anyone listening to this who takes this seriously, magnetic fields at right angles to each other, dear ones, magnetic toroids in alignment and coherence at right angles to each other. Dear ones, it's not magnetics like you know now. Create magnetic plasmas. Make them bend where you want to. Magnetize cesium gas so you can control the shape of it. Make the correct toroidals. And then work them against each other and see the magic nobody has seen except Tesla. And when you start this, and when you discover it, remember the day where I sat here and told you it would work. You're on the cusp of major physics, the discovery beyond anything the big circular thingy will give you. That doesn't make me popular with those who run the big circular thingy. It's coming. The field is changing, and it's starting to align human nature and consciousness with free choice toward more of a harmonious reality than what you thought human nature was supposed to be. And all of that we have told you now for all of these years. This is what's happening. This is why it's happening. And the inventions are coming. The inventions are coming that will change everything. Cryon, why not now? Where are they? We're ready. No, you're not. You're close, but no, you're not. Because the changes we're going to show you in physics, you have to be in a place where you will never weaponize them. Do you understand this? You're almost there. A generation, perhaps, perhaps sooner. Did you notice that the other discoveries, the biology, what you've asked for, life extension, understanding, telomere measurement, all of these mysteries are starting to occur. They're ready to align themselves with the big one coming soon, but not here. You sit in the right place, dear ones. I've given messages today that some will find very amusing. And they will laugh for a while. And when it happens, you'll realize the impact on everything you are and do. Because everything that's happening, dear ones, with your allowance, is benevolent. Because you passed that marker, that shift. The very thing that you sing the pineal tones about, and you collect yourselves in an esoteric way, and you start to combine science with spirituality. That's the truth. Because you cannot separate what God has created into layers that you study. The master physicist is the creator of the universe, and the master physicist is divine. Just like what you have inside you, just like what's in every single atom of the universe, all together, woven in a pattern that sings the light to you, waiting to be discovered. That's it for now. Think of these things. Some will think they're very funny. Others will see the profundity and the truth within them. And there be maybe just one other who might take it seriously, because Tesla is back. And so it is.